tonight, if you will. And we're going to read. I wrestled and prayed, and boy, I'm telling you, I'm trying to beg God what he wants me to preach. I had about four or five messages on my heart. He preached on it. He started saying all that about that King James Bible. Well, that was one of them. Right. Amen. Amen. Not really, but I'm glad for a King James Bible. Amen. And boy, I believe God just settled our heart right here. And boy, I want to do my best to mind the Lord. And I think that's one of the greatest struggles that a preacher has. It's not getting a message. There's a lot here to preach. Amen. And then there's a lot of preaching that ain't even in here. Amen, preacher. Right there. Yes, a lot of things. But and I thank God for this. Thank you, brother. I thank God for this blessed word of God. I want you to look with me, if you will, in the book of Revelation, chapter number 22, the last verse of the Bible. Try to mind the Lord, give you what the Lord's laid upon my heart. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read one verse there in the last verse of the Bible. I tell our church all the time, Christians only folk got a right to have a good time anyway.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe
it. Amen. Is it in order to have fun serving Jesus?
Yes.
I mean, most Baptists has got a 3-point outline. This is what it is. Sit, soak, and get sired. Amen. That's about right, ain't it? Got no fire. I was reading the other day. He said he wants his ministers a flame of fire. And then I read over in Psalms, and it said a flaming fire. And I want to be a flame of fire, but I'd rather be a flaming fire. Amen. It was said about John the Baptist that he was a burning and a shining light. He just didn't give light and darkness. He gave heat and cold. And I'm telling you, I need to preach with the fire of God. I can't preach without it. I'd rather not even preach if I can't preach. With the Holy Ghost touching heaven, I need it on my heart. So please pray for me tonight. And I'll do my best, my Lord. It's good to be at home church tonight. My church, y'all know why I testify about I didn't even think God could find somebody here. But he did. Woo! Amen. Back in it was a dirt road, and boy, it's got good around here. Amen. And boy, I thank God for it. It's beautiful. It's been 8 years since my wife's been here, and boy, it's just good to be here. And eight's the number of new beginnings. So, hey, what a good time to have a new beginning. Amen. Let's pray. You pray for your heart and pray for me tonight. Father, we ask you, Lord, today that you'd anoint us. Amen. And empower us, God. Help us to preach in the Holy Ghost. And God, if we can't do that, we'd rather not even preach at all. I pray, God, you might give us liberty and freedom to mind you and to say everything, God, you want us to say. I pray, God, that you'd help us how to mind you and preach what thus saith the word of the Lord. I'm glad you're good to me. I'm glad you're the best thing that's ever happened to this old sinner. God, would you help? I pray, deal with those that are lost and speak to them and saved and blow out the soot and kick out the cobwebs and help us to flame up tonight. Help us to bring in some wood. Help there to be a fire built. Hallelujah. And burn out the dross and warm up cold sinners' hearts. Woo! I thank you for your blood that made me free. Have your way today, God. Cleanse us fresh and new. Anoint us with power from on high. And preach us as you see fit. Lord, we'll thank you for what you do.
Thank you, sir.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll read the verse, you can be seated. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. If the Lord, you can be seated. If the Lord would help me for a little while tonight, I want to preach on the thought, hallelujah, of being a partaker of grace at longing for glory.
Amen.
Woo! Being a partaker of grace longing for glory. Does anybody, I'm trying to get up a load tonight. Is anybody ready to go?
Amen.
I'm glad I'm a partaker of grace. And I'm a longing for glory. I thank God for everyone that's here. It means a lot to me that you came. I thank God for my home church. Yeah. I appreciate my church coming. Boy, it's a lot of you here. They hear me all the time.
Yeah.
I thank God for some of my friends coming.
Yeah.
I appreciate, hallelujah, everybody that I don't even know. It's good to see.
Yeah.
But I thank God that he's here tonight.
Yeah.
And if he don't help us, we ain't going to find no help.
Yeah.
I know that in the days we live in, we're living in an age of suffocating indifference. People seem to just be, Lord, bless me if they can. I know all the things. I've heard all the message. That's the attitude some of us get. Well, he's reading from Revelations. I've heard it taught on and preached. There ain't nothing new he can tell us. Hey, as far as I know, there ain't nothing no count new that I even want to hear.
Amen.
I thank God for the old story. It'll still work today. Amen. I was thinking the other day, Brother Arnold, about how Satan's got us deceived. I just told the church, it's familiar to them. How in the world you can take a big old elephant and stake him to the ground with a little rope and one little wooden stake. And for some reason, that old elephant, he thinks he's tied up in such a manner that he can't walk around and get loose. That's about the way most of us Christians are. The devil's got a little staked up. He'd like for us to think, amen, the dead old time religion's dead. Amen, just cause, amen. Hey, I'm glad everybody ain't quitting and everybody ain't falling. Woo! Want to call recess and shout a while. Woo! Amen. I'm a recipient of grace, longing for glory. I like when I bump into it every once in a while. Amen. We bumped in it over there on Sunday. I heard y'all bumped into it on Sunday around here. I heard there were some others bumped into it up in Kentucky. As a friend of mine said, he bumped into it over in Texas. I don't know if we got a hold of this thing really or not. You see, we serve a God that's so big, he can be in various churches at the same time and stirring souls up and helping hearts and saving sinners. Hallelujah. Ain't no sense trying to box God up and limit him. Help, Lord, help. That's what we all need to cry tonight. I told the church Sunday morning, I said, do us good to be honest around here.
Yeah.
Ain't none of us as holy as we like a lot of folk to think.
Yeah.
Ain't a lot of us wearing masks of a smiley face.
Oh.
Ain't a lot of us think, amen. Oh. We lift our hand because it's right and it's in order. And it's in order for you to take off running and you to take off shouting. And we way behind in it anyway. We so worried about missing God, shouting and testifying. That ain't how we miss it 90% of the time. How we miss it is not running and testifying. Amen, amen, amen. Because the flesh ain't going to get embarrassed itself. The flesh ain't going to tell you to brag on God. Amen. That's right, hallelujah. Well, I just don't worship like that. Well, you need to. Amen. I used to say that, amen, that you might not worship like that, but you won't mind us doing it. But I've come to realize that if you're really saved, you might not worship like that, but I'm waiting till you do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Cause it will come a day.
Yeah.
Woo! I remember Amen. I was on the second row. Somehow or another, I came out from the middle of the second row and shouted up, down, all over the place. And when I came through, I was crawling back through. Dwayne said, "Do you even know what you said?" I said, "I don't even know what I did. I'm just glad I done it." Amen. And from that point on, I've been hurt. Amen. And I like it. And it can't get too wild for me. Amen. Woo! I said, "I'm a recipient of grace. I'm longing for glory. And I like when I bump into it every once in a while." I want you to look with me, if you will, on the verse how the Bible talks about the gift. There is a message of a gift. The Bible says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as far as I know, ain't none of us deserve to be saved. Am I right tonight? Let me read a description. The Bible says, over in Romans 5 verse 6, "For when we were yet without strength, with impotent, have no strength to save ourselves. We're so far in the hole, we couldn't get ourselves out. Nor could the preacher get us out. Nor could a mama get us out. Nor could a daddy get us out. Nor could the baptism get us out. Nor could the Bible school get us out. Nor, amen, preacher. The associate couldn't get us out. The independent fellowship couldn't get us out. We're so far down in the muck and mire of our old sin. Sin had had its way with us. It wrecked us, ruined us. It left us alone and desperate. Amen, amen. And the cesspool of our trespasses and iniquities. But God." Woo! Amen. "For when we were yet," that means something's fixing to change. It ain't happened yet for some of y'all that's lost today. But when we were yet without strength in due time. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for the righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God. Amen. But God. That divine conjunction. I said, "But God." Amen. "Commendeth his love." He gave his love. He expressed his love. He showed his love. He demonstrated his love. Oh, thank God. He is love. Amen. He demanded holiness and perfection and righteousness, for no unrighteous thing shall ever go to heaven. But what his holiness demanded, his love accomplished. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Man couldn't do it. And what man couldn't do, God done for man. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Hope everybody brought your snack. I ain't even got out of the introduction yet. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. I couldn't change. I couldn't straighten up. It was unmerited, undeserved, unearned. It said, "Full by grace are you saved." Full by grace are you saved. But God committed his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for y'all. Amen. But it says for us. When I use the word us, I'm included. Woo! Amen. Amen. When I read over in Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20. Amen. Paul says, "I can't live this life." He said, "But what life I live? I live by the faith of Christ who loved me and gave himself for me." For me. Personally. I'm glad he's the chief shepherd. I'm glad he's a great shepherd. I'm glad he's my shepherd. Hey, man. He did it for you. But thank God he did it for me. He committed his love toward us. Us. Not me, preacher. Not me. Yes. You. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Much more than being now justified by his blood, not by your good deeds. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. Did the Bible not say, "For ye hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins"? Y'all help me out here. I might be wrong on this. But I don't think you could go to Crow's Mortuary. I feel like just laying down and crying and shouting and laughing all at the same time. I don't think you can go to Crow's Mortuary. Hey, man, and speak to one of them and them respond. Don't think he'll do it. I don't think we've got the power to do it. I don't think we got a hold of the fact that our God's so big. We're not talking to some little old Buddha God.
Amen.
Jason, where you at? I wish you'd have brought one. I'd have busted that rascal.
Amen.
Amen. He's talking about the message I preach. Hey, man, I'm getting ready a day, God. And we got a lot of things that we're bowing down to rather than God. And if I had one tonight, I'd bust it. Amen. But I'd want to tell you that our biggest problem are not what we can lay our hand on. It's what we can't lay our hand on. How rebellion we can't lay our hand on. That murmuring we can't lay our hand on. That strife and envy and jealousy. That backbiting and murmuring and envy. Oh, that stuff we can't. Amen. Oh, yes, that's right. I want to tell you, friend, hallelujah, will we get a hold of the fact that the God that made everything is the one that saved us. Amen. Our souls escape as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. And the snare's broken. Amen. It's beyond repair. The door, it ain't just jerked off the cage. It's smashed in pieces. And our souls escape. I say amen. Woo! God done it. The God that made everything moved into the hills. From whence cometh our help. The God sitting at your beck, and there was. The God that used his words to speak. Reached down with his hand. And a miry pit of my sin. Said he brought me up outside of a miry pit. Set my feet on a solid rock. Established my voice. Put a new song in my heart. I said, thank God, what a lift up.
Yeah.
Brought me up. Set my feet. Thank God for a setup.
Yeah.
Thank God for a tune up. Hey, man. I never really got in the Holy Ghost singing Hank Williams Jr. That's how I know it's wrong.
Amen.
The whole book you sing about, it's preaching time. Amen. Hank Williams Sr. or Johnny Cash or ain't none of them ever made me want to say, woo! But I get down somewhere and somebody strikes a chord. I want to know more about my Lord. Amen. Something bubbles up in me. I want to shout and thank you. I was dead, could not get out of me, and he came to me. I know I'll say, I might say this, but I like it. I was thinking about that old preacher. Hey, man, talking about that dog. He dug up old boy's septic tank. We was around there behind the building a while ago. And I said, what's this big pump on the side of the building? And Josh said, what that is an alarm because we pump that sewage up here. And it's an alarm that the pumps quit.
Yeah.
I can hear some alarms going off.
Yeah.
I'd like to preach air, amen.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
He's digging that problem in the septic tank, dug that septic tank up, set up cones all the way around it. Brother Arnold, he and I set them cones up and told him, said, just be careful, don't let nothing. He said, well, I got a little house dog. He said, by all means, don't let that dog out of the house. He opened the door and that dog struck out of the house, ran around the house, fell off in that cesspool. And he said, I'm just going to let that dog die. Ain't no way I'm getting down there with that dog. He said, that dog got to look at me, and I got to look at that dog. I went and got my extension ladder, set it right down in that cesspool, got down in there and him splashing all over me. And I picked him up, and thank God took that old sprinkler that was a-going in the yard and went to washing that dog off. And he said, I'm telling you, every time the sprinkler comes on, that dog turns back, flips. I praise him. Woo! Amen! He turns back flips. Cause what made him clean? I'm telling you, that's a helping me. Amen. Every time somebody talks about grace, say amen, says something about the blood, it ought to stir us up. It ought to faint down, make us shout. Woo! We deserved hell, but God gave us grace. I wrote down the side of my Bible, Revelation. God will give you a fair trial if you want one. Or he'll give you a free pardon. My boys don't talk about fair no more. Ain't fair, Daddy. I preached them about 45 minutes. And they realize they don't want what's fair. Amen. What I'm talking about is, I'm glad I ain't getting what I deserve. I don't want no fair shake. I don't want, oh no. Hallelujah. It's grace that got me in this thing. And it's grace that's going to keep me through it. The Bible said all things that happen to us, amen, are for the abundant grace. That through the thanksgiving of any, it might redound to the glory of God. Everything that you ever faced, everything this church has went through, every trial that you ever faced, are y'all with me tonight? I'm saying it's all by God's grace that you still got your head above water. It's grace, it's grace. It's grace that you ain't kicked out. It's grace that you ain't quit. It's grace, it's grace. It's grace that got you here. It's grace that'll take you there. It's just grace. Thank God. When the wages of sin was death, thank God the gift of God was eternal life. Amen. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. For we know the grace of God, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Hey, thank God for grace. I want to talk not just about grace. I want to talk about the giver of grace. Revelation chapter number 1 says, or Revelation chapter 21, hallelujah, I'll get there in just a minute, but in verse 22, chapter 22, verse 21 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Not only do we see the gift, we see the giver. I'm glad he's the giver. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, who is he? Well, I appreciate you asking me. Let me just say a few things that he is. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's he who is faithful and true. He's the Word of God, the Lamb of God. He's the Lamb of God that sits on the throne there, and the Lord that's come to sit on the throne here. Amen. He is faithful. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the bright morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of the Sharon. He's the great shepherd, the good shepherd, his chief shepherd, and he's my shepherd. He's the Son of God. He's my Lord, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad he's almighty. I'm glad he's the angel. I'm glad he's the anointed. I'm glad he's the beginning of the creation. I'm glad, thank God, he's the bridegroom. I'm thankful he's the captain of the Lord's host. But he's the captain of my salvation. Amen. I'm glad he's Christ. I'm glad he's Christ the beloved. I'm glad he's Christ the chosen of God. I'm glad he's the day man that Job looked for. He's the day star that brings light and darkness. Amen. He's the firstborn from the dead. Amen. He's the fountain. He's the friend of sinners. Woo! He's the glory of Israel. He's the God blessed forever. Amen. He's the head of the church. Amen. He's the head of every man. He's the holy child that was birthed to Mary. Amen. He's the Lord of salvation. He's the image of God. He's the Jehovah's fella. He's Jesus of Nazareth. He's Jesus, the son of Joseph. But he's Jesus, the son of God. Amen. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of the Jews. But he's the King of kings. Amen. He is the lawgiver. He's the leader. He's the life. Amen. There's no life outside of him. Amen. He's the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. He's the man, Christ Jesus. He's the man of sorrows. He's the messenger. He's my master. He's the Nazarene. He's the offspring of God. He's the only wise God and our Savior. He's the Passover lamb. Woo! He's a great physician. Amen. That brought Ruby home soon. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. I feel like just shouting out there. Amen. He's a great physician that touched my boy Jacob in the blue shirt. No. Amen. In the white. Amen. He got a white towel back there. That doctor said, he's so messed up, Brother Arnold. I'm talking about the giver. Y'all with me? Amen. Woo! What makes the gift so good is who's the giver. Amen. The doctor said Jacob has scoliosis of the spine. He said it's twisting, it's turning. But it's so bad they sent us to a specialist. We sent him Mr. Revival. God's blowing through. I believe it lasted 12 weeks, 14 weeks, a long time. God kept bringing sinners in off the street. Folks are getting born again. Hallelujah, God. A stirring hearts. Keith Russell being called to preach. Whoopee! Amen! Brian Dale being called to preach. Others being called to preach. Some are going to the mission field. I say amen. And in the midst of that, my little boy Jacob, hallelujah. Y'all remember him? He went into an incubator for 10 days when he was born. Y'all remember the prayers you prayed? Y'all remember the times you labored? Amen. But through that incubation and through that time, amen, of scrutinization, he was able to find out that he had a two-valve heart. Amen. Instead of three. And they said, boy, it's a good thing we found that. I say God knows what he's doing. If your baby's got to be in the incubator for a little while, there might be a purpose behind it. He's a great physician. Amen. And y'all remember Jacob? Amen. And Jacob said, I said about Jacob, said it wasn't just turning. It said he was going to be hunched over, and you could begin to see his shoulder leaning up just through his clothes. And I said he was going to bend over. He's going to have multiple surgeries, going to have a back brace. Amen. How we went to pray. Got Mama and Papa to pray. Got other saints to pray. Amen. Amen. Got everybody there. Amen. My wife, thank God, stood up after we prayed. She said, I got so much pride in my heart. She said, I've worked on bobby pins. I've worked on makeup. I've fixed up and made sure everything was in order. She said, but I ain't make sure this is in order. She said, I need to get pride out of my life. She said, I need to shove my pride. Would y'all pray again? Amen. We prayed again. It felt like we hooked into 220 or 440. Amen, or 880. Now, whatever it was, Brother Hirano, thank God when we got up, went back to the doctor the next day. They said they took another x-ray. They said, I don't know what happened between this and that. And that's all, see, that's all they did. He said, I don't know what happened. His boy's got the straightest back I've ever seen in my life. I said, I'll tell you what happened. All of a sudden, he took a growth spurt. All of a sudden, his piano playing got sweet. All of a sudden, he got what happened? He had a little residue of the virtue of God. Hey, amen. What happened? The great physician touched him. I'm talking about the giver. I'm betting he's more. He's more than enough. Amen. He's my salvation. He's the root of David. He's the sanctuary. He's my Savior. Amen. He's a servant of rulers. He's the son of the blessed. Amen. He's the teacher. He's my true vine. He's the stone of some stumbling and the stone of other salvation. He's the star. He's the scepter. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the unspeakable gift. Amen. He's the way. Amen. The truth and the life, which is, which was, and which is to come. And he's zealous over every soul that's dying and going to hell. I'm talking tonight about a big God. Woo! That loves the lowest. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, who is he? He's who the volume of the book is written. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Did he not tell him that?
Yes, sir.
And the volume of the book is written to me. In the Old Testament, and so in type and forms, amen, he is the preparation for him coming. Amen. In the Gospels, we see the presentation of him. Amen. 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 Y'all understand? Thank God that in Matthew, he's represented as king, and as Mark as servant, and as Luke as a son of man. But in John, he's the son of God. You can drown in John. There's water everywhere. There's water that gets turned around. Amen. There's water down in the pool of Bethesda. There's water down at the well. I'm glad he's the water for your soul. Amen. Amen. And there's a whole lot more. There's a river bubbling out of you. Woo! There's tears in his eyes. Oh, thank God. Amen. In the Gospels, it's the presentation of him. In Acts, it's the proclamation of him. He said, go forth, witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. I say amen. And the epistles, it's the personification of him. In other words, to the Christian life is summed up with this. Let Christ be manifested in you. Amen. Put on Christ. I say amen. Hey, it's one thing, it don't impress God a bit for us to come to the altar, make some shallow thing, make some shallow vow, and go out and live any way we want to. What makes it real and what impresses God is the personification, to put on Christ. Amen. 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 In Revelations, we see the predomination of him. In other words, everybody else is under his feet. Are y'all with me? I see the giver, but then I see the getter.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with who? Be with y'all.
Yeah.
To me?
Yes.
Not to me. To me?
Yes.
To Dwayne Stott?
Yes, sir.
To me?
Yes.
Who wanted Bob to shut up and leave me alone about coming to church?
Yeah.
Me? Who lie about going to church. I touch the steps of the church and I turn around and walk because I'm scared. I didn't want to tell Mama all that. I didn't want to lie to her, y'all. I mean, just to be honest with you, she had so much God on her. I didn't want to lie to her. And so I touch the church of Holly Springs Baptist Church. Or I go to church and I touch the steps and I turn and leave. And I tell Mama, I went to church. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I went to church. Hey, man, I went to church. But one, I don't know if the Holy Ghost told on him and she figured me out. But one of the two, she said, I want you to come to my church.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I come walking in the door, sit back there where Donnie is. It's a coming. Amen. I sit back here in the middle of the dirt road, and I thought to myself, this is what I thought. Well, I'm going to explain what I said earlier. I thought myself, I'll be all right. God can't even find me here.
Amen.
That's what I was thinking. It was 3 miles on a dirt road. Once we left the pavement and got out here, I thought myself, I'm all right. But what I didn't know, God was already
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
It was as if God said, come on in here with me. I'll sit down. I'll tell you what, I felt convicted. I've met a God preached on every sin I ever done.
Yeah.
Amen. He shoved the corn, what I'm talking about. Are y'all with me? Amen.
Yeah.
He shoved the corn. I know today how that is mine and ain't what it used to be. But can I tell you, there's a time he was a shucking the corn.
Yeah.
Amen. He was a shucking the corn.
Yeah.
And he shucked it so hard, his dentures fell out. Dwayne caught him. Amen. And he never stopped, come by, picked him up, put him in his mouth, kept on the preacher. Amen. I thought myself, Mama, stand up. Y'all's like a bunch of jackrabbits in here. I thought myself, good Lord, these people's crazy. But what I found out was, hey, if we're nuts, I'm screwed on the right bolt. Woo! I say amen. I say amen. I don't need what they got. I seen Pam over yonder. I said, "Woo!" It's good enough to shout, amen, at Walmart Far City.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy.
Yes, sir.
See, I've been there.
Right.
I've been through the storm.
Yes, sir.
I've sailed some rough seas.
Yes, sir, preacher.
When we get a time to come in here,
listen.
This is a sanctuary.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Amen.
It felt that way when I come in tonight again.
Amen.
Woo.
Say, oh, preacher.
Got back there in the prayer room. I looked over at Dwayne. I said, woo, this felt pretty good, brother. I said, it might have been this very pew. It used to be back yonder.
Yeah.
I've been saved. Amen. I ain't been called to preach yet, but they asked me to teach Sunday school. And I was smoking them cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
And God dealt on my heart and said, I ain't made a good example to some of them youngins in there that I was teaching that intermediate class. And I got down on that pew. It was one of them old green pews. I got down on them pews. Amen. And I done tried to quit, brother. Honest for God. I throwed away cartons. I mean it. I wanted to quit. But that day, something happened to me. And God took a smoke from me. Amen. And I realized I don't want to smoke. I want to fire.
Yes.
I say, hallelujah. Woo! Why in the world would I want to smell like hell when I ain't a-going? I say, amen. Hey, why in the world would I want to be a smokestack when God saved me from ever burning ever? Amen.
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 Yes,
that's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a getter.
Yes, sir.
I got that crazy stuff that they had. I told church the first message ever preached. I preached on getting used to the dark. Y'all remember that? Arnold Brown come up to me. And I remember Arnold Brown preaching. Seek him, Lord. Seek him. Pour it on him, God. Pour it on him, God. Fill him up. Preach him, Lord. I said, glory to God. I said, hey, man, I was a little nervous when I got, I had butterflies in my belly. But when I got up there and the Holy Ghost got on me and folk got to say, seek him, Lord, it's like them butterflies stood in formation. Oh, limp right, limp. Oh, limp right, limp. I said, woo-hoo. I said, amen. I felt like I was, I'm a getter. I'm glad I got in on it. I'm a getter. I don't realize it. I'm not preached this. I'm sitting in church. There's some preacher right here. Some of you preachers don't preach this. I was reading over in Psalms 68:19. He said he daily loadeth us with benefits.
Yes, sir.
Daily. I figured out that word loadeth. It's the only time it's used in the Bible. And when the word load is used, or loadeth, as it's used this one time, it's always referring to God loading you up with blessings and never burdens. So when that sorry low down line devil comes to you and say, I'm going to burden you down, you say, devil. I got a God that daily loadeth me with benefits. He's blessed us. It didn't stop when I got saved. It's a gift that keeps on giving. I just keep getting, even though I don't deserve it. Woo! Pants run for me, honey. Hallelujah. Run, honey. Pants don't run, son. I got all kind of Bible for it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
We're sitting over there, Mount Zion, called to preach not long. Preacher goes to Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina. walked in with crutches, cerebral palsy. You remember? Brother David? Watch out, boys. The Lord pour it on. He said he sat down just like this. And his legs are straight. Had old preacher go to preach. Woo! Woo! God got all over me. Had to end the service. Folks run, testify. He said, I wish somebody run for me. There's a bunch of them took off running. What's wrong with our legs? What's wrong with our hands? What's wrong with our voice? We gonna pat on God or we gonna shout? He daily.
Recipient of grace, longing for glory,
and I like when we bump into it, just every once in a while. That's what I believe. I believe if we do more of this, down like it, that we'd rejoice a little more. Get up underneath the banner. I've seen you. Up underneath that remembrance table. I've been there. I believe we'll do that. God will help us. I remember preaching this one time on heaven, honey. And I started throwing out, honey, out on the ground. Hey, man. God got on Brother Tony. He come down there and rolled it, watered in it. Miss Peggy got on her hands and knees. Amen. A weeping and a cry. All the way around the church. Amen. You see, our pride's our problem. Our old dignity is our problem. What we need to do is just water in the hunting water. Gouge the bottom out of heaven and let it get plumb soupy. Talk about measuring out all you want. Diving in. And if I get half a chance, I'll throw somebody in. Woo! I say everybody. I'm a giver. Longing for glory. And I like bumming into it once in a while. I was reading over there. Revelation 21. Y'all listen. I got over here where it says, there shall be no more sea. That helped me. Because I got over here in Micah 7. Whoop! Whoop, whoop, whoop! Whoa! Hallelujah! Amen! Hey, Micah 7. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? Nobody. And passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. Nobody can but him. He retaineth not his anger forever. Better than some of us. I felt like I hung up on the root. I'm fisherman enough to circle until I get unhooked. I said he retaineth not his anger forever. I said he retaineth. Taineth not his anger forever. Amen. Amen. If we want to be like Christ, we got to be like him in every area. Amen. Would y'all agree?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Good, right? Amen. He retaineth not his anger forever. Why? Because, amen, he delighteth in mercy. He don't only delight in it, according to Ephesians 2, he's rich in it. Abominomics ain't gonna hurt him neither. Ha ha! Woo! I can't help it you for him. You messed up. Amen. I does tell you this, thank God. Amen. No matter who tries to ruin Wall Street, no matter how bad it gets, no matter if the economy flops and we enter a bad recession, it don't hurt my God. Amen. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Revelation 21 verse 1 says there will be no more sea. No more sin to bury. Now that don't help some of y'all that's real sanctified and holy. But for us that struggle with the flesh, that helps us real good. Some of y'all still hung up on anger. Come over here. We off second base now. Amen. Y'all stay with me right here. I'm glad he'll thank God he delights in mercy. He don't delight in being mad. He don't delight in holding a grudge. He don't delight in having a chip on his shoulder. He don't say I've been done wrong. He don't say why me. And all that he went through, he said for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's no more sea. I tell church, I said, it don't say sea of forgetfulness. I know that's a popular song, but that ain't what it says. It says sea. They subterranean underwater vessels that ain't found a bottom in some of these oceans. I know why. He's buried my sin so deep. They can't a submarine maid find it. The devil's been given a warning and advisement by a little buoy that's floating on top. Ding, ding, no diving devil. Ding. Amen. 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 Woo! Yes, amen. As far as the east is from the west, it's gone, it's totally removed. He said, I'll never remember it against you anymore. I'm glad he's dealt with my sin. Did you know he knew everything you do after you got saved, before he saved you, and he loved you anyway? Though some people should have shouted right there, and your shouts broke. Amen. I ain't been everything I ought to be. Boy, he sure been everything he said he'd be. And much more. There's no more sea. Sea speaks of separation between continents, between lands. There's no more separation. Hey, we're going to get to have a one big joint service. Me and my wife's got four boys. Y'all boys, look up here. Jackson boys, lift your hands. Austin, Jacob, Noah, Seth, there you go. I got four boys here. I got five youngins on the other side. Got five babies on the other side. I got more babies there than I do here. Woo! I feel like one of them cars. God's pulled back, and I'm saying, God, let me go, let me go. Ah, hallelujah! Woo! Amen. No more separation. This is what really helped me, brother. No more sailing. We've landed. We've landed. Woo! Yes! Can I warm up some bread? Brother Kirkman came by and preached to our church. He preached on Paul and that shipwreck. Boy, it really helped me, brother. It really helped me. Because I'd preach pretty hard on Sunday morning. He come by and preached everything I preached Sunday morning. And then some. And I said, yes, hallelujah. There's a lot of my church here. I'm probably being pretty calm right here. Are y'all with me? Amen. Amen. I don't tailor a message to fit no crowd. I'm trying to please God. Are y'all with me? Amen. I sure am glad to be here, though. It's a pleasing in my heart to be here. Brother, I can't make the wind blow. And I can't keep it blowing. But I'm going to hoist up the sail.
Yes! Yes. Yes.
just in case he does.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Some of y'all do good to use it for something else besides snot rag.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
What is that? That's a wave offering.
Yes,
once in a while, pop a devil in the eyeball.
Yeah.
Tell him I'm saved, saved,
saved.
Blow! Woo! I'm glad the wind blows once in a while. You're in pretty bad shape if you ain't got yourself up. We're spending too much time rowing the boat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
And all we got to do is hoist the sail.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
We drag an anchor. That old sin and that old mess.
Yeah.
It'd be good just cut the sin,
yeah.
Cut all the lifeboats,
yes.
And let's sail in the shore.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they abide in the boat,
yeah.
They shall all perish.
Yeah.
But if they'll stand with the ship aside,
yeah.
I got to think about Brother Arnold. And Brother Kirkland said this. This is what he said. I said all that trying to warm the bread up. This is what he said. He said, some of them went on broken boards.
Yes.
But if they'd have listened to the preacher, not a kook. Not a cuckoo,
yeah, right.
But a Bible preacher.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir.
B-I-B-L-E.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the book for me.
Yeah.
See all this wire-rimmed glasses and no pleats in your pants or no cuffs in your breeches. I wear mostly white shirt. If you don't, all that stuff's because they don't study the Bible.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me? Now, y'all know I believe in straight preaching.
Yeah.
Y'all know me enough. I mean, God cut my teeth on it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I believe in dressing right, talking right, breathing right, acting right, and they ought to look different than the world. Amen.
Yeah.
And you ought not clean out the other ditch.
Right.
Are y'all with me? We don't need to live from ditch to ditch and overcorrect. There's a straight and narrow path. Amen.
Yeah.
But if they'd have listened to that preacher who's been spending time with God,
yeah.
Who's been absent, and amen, has put away the food, and has denied his flesh so that he may spend time with the Father. And when he, amen, if they'd have just listened to him, the ship wouldn't have been broken up, and they wouldn't have sailed to shore on boards. They might have sailed a little differently. And it could be that your decisions today would depend on if you go on in boards or if you go riding a boat.
Amen.
That's right, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
We gonna make it. It ain't nothing. We gonna make it.
We gonna make
it. It isn't a whole lot easier just to.
Yes, sir.
Woo! I say somebody ordered us to go ahead.
Amen.
One day,
yes, sir.
Sailing's going to be over.
Yes, sir.
And we'll land on the golden shores of glory.
Right.
What makes you so excited about that, preacher? Well, if there's no more sailing, there's no more storms.
Amen.
Most storms come from the ocean.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank God.
I don't know about y'all. Sometimes, y'all pray for me.
Amen.
Hey, sometimes them storms beat me up pretty good.
Amen.
Amen.
They beat me up pretty good. And sometimes you just, are y'all with me?
Yes,
you don't need to say, God, get me out of the storm. What you need to say, God, meet with me in the storm.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Jesus was walking with them in the fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
before they ever got brought out of the fire.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
some of y'all storms, you wonder, are they ever going to be over? Are they going to be over?
Amen.
One blessed day. I got a lady in my church. She's a cancer survivor three times. I got a little boy in the church. He's sitting right back yonder. He's a cancer survivor. And when he had cancer, how old was he, Jeremy?
3 years old.
Huh?
3 years old.
Woo!
Amen! Let's go, baby!
Inclusive trip. Place called heaven. Preachers, we keep preaching. Keep sowing seed.
Yes, sir.
Shouters keep shouting.
Go ahead.
I was in service in Owatonna, Kentucky, where the Lindsay boys are singing. It's their personal church. Brother Dervin Spears is a pastor. And it got so real that they had to give the shouters water. I'm serious. Well, God putting it in that. Say what you want.
Yeah.
Isaiah, amen. Yeah. They are passing cold water out to the shouters.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Keep on preaching. Shouter, keep on shouting.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know why Welcome Home's weathered this morning? Because when they started this. Heard about old Mr. Hill. Said him and Brother Ray. Some of them old men go up on the holler.
Amen.
And they pray.
Yeah.
It ain't because we've done everything.
No.
That's right.
But taste an artesian well that can't be capped over.
Yeah.
And it was
right.
It's overflowing all the time.
All the time.
How'd that happen? A lot of praying. Prayers, keep on praying. You say, preacher, why do you get so excited about heaven? There'll be no murder, no child molester, no devil.
Amen.
You're so right to shout about the devil going to burn in hell forever. It's okay to shout about that. Because he's rejoicing when you fall, and when you fail, it'll be all right. That's viable to rejoice when he ain't got to deal with that lying slew foot no more. I'm just going to have myself a time tonight thinking about him going to burn forever. Woo! No more devil. No more famine, no more waiting, no more longing, no more worrying. Amen. No more separation. The blind's going to see, the lame's going to walk, the deaf's going to hear. Ain't no gravesides, ain't no cemeteries, ain't no doctors in business, morticians out of business. Amen. It's a place of no mores. Amen. It's a place I've never seen before. Amen. The lamb's there. It's a different kind of light there. The living's there. And the lost are left out from there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a place of evermore. That's a place I'm going. I'm a recipient of grace. I'm a longing for glory. And I sure like bumping into it once in a while. Woo! Amen!
Amen.
It's what I believe. I believe
if we're happy about going there,
we'll act like it. I had them, some of them come tell me, said, "Preacher, you look crazy.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to go down there, brother. Well, Shane pastors that.
Yeah.
Ain't too much shouting going on down there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I ain't never seen where it gets too much shouting.
Amen.
I've been a lot of places where there ain't enough shouting.
Amen.
I like the way the atmosphere is conducive in here tonight.
Amen.
For sinners to get saved and saints to get help and Christ to be exalted. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad I'm a getter, brother.
Amen.
I'm a getter of grace.
Amen.
I've meant to give her. Amen.
Amen.
Grace, hallelujah, has got me off the bench and in the game.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm playing the game, friend. Amen. It's real. Amen.
Amen.
It's real. Heaven's waiting. The golden streets and the jasper walls. Amen. The golden mansions. What a blessing that is. I ain't going to belittle that. I'm thankful for it. But I'm telling you, the Lamb's there. And where the Lamb's at, that's where I want to go. I say amen.
Amen.
I believe this, church.
Hallelujah.
There's some of us tonight. He just hoisted up.
Yes, sir. Master, yes, sir.
I believe there's some people here tonight that's lost.
Yes, sir.
They made a profession. They need to get saved. You see, I made a profession when I was 12.
Yeah.
I did it just to eat the Lord's Supper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I came in church that day and he was preaching on eating and drinking unworthily. I ain't never told nobody that. How did I know how he knew the Holy Ghost told on me.
Yeah.
Right. Some of y'all wondered how, hey, it's just the Holy Ghost done told on me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, he's rung your doorbell, boy,
yes,
good
sir.
Day to get saved.
Yes,
hey, I'm talking about a gospel I tried my best to declare to you tonight. Jesus made it possible.
Yes,
he's the giver. Brother, the Bible said he was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. The Bible said the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. The Bible says, thank God, and I'm not ashamed. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There ain't no other name like that. I look over in Acts 4:12. Boy, that's some good stuff. That'll preach right there. And there's a great message there in Acts chapter 4. Verse number 12. Woo! Hey man, there's no salvation in any other. There's no greater inability. He's got nobody can save you like him. Hey, no Buddha can save you. Hey, no Confucius can save you. Hey, church membership can't save you. There's no greater inability. Amen. And they said there's no other name under heaven. There's no greater in identity. He's the greatest name that's ever been spoke. The devils flee. Woo! Sinners can call on it and get saved. And there's no greater necessity. It says whereby we must be saved. And if you gain everything the world has and you don't trust Christ as your Savior and know Jesus and get born again and miss heaven, you've missed everything. I'm a recipient of grace. Therefore, I'm longing for glory. Let's all stand, heads bowed, eyes closed, all over the building, if you will. I wish somebody come to the piano. Preacher, I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to say this. I believe we ought to pray. All will pray right now. Search our hearts. Say, God, help me to hoist up the sail. Hey, some of you have been rowing a lot, and your arms is tired. And wouldn't it be a good just to sail on a little while? Wouldn't it be a good just to sail on a little while? Oh, I wish you'd just mind the Lord right now. Heads is bowed, eyes is closed. Just mind the Lord. Hey, be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Let God just.